Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
In just a moment, we are going to be speaking to Sandile Swane. He is a political analyst. We want to be talking. We want to talk about the local government elections. I'd love your thoughts on this. Do you think that given, well, the ANC obviously wanted to delay it. They obviously wanted some time to get their act together. It is now going ahead in October. What do you think the implications will be for the ANC? It is going to have some form of impact. The question is what? Sandile Swane, political analyst, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Thank you so much. Good morning to you, Howard, and to your listeners.
Good morning. So did this come, this obviously came as a bit of a surprise to the ANC that this is now happening and this is going ahead?
Actually, let's put it this way. The person who proclaimed the date of the elections, Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, comes from within the stable of the African National Congress. But indeed, nevertheless, it would have come as a surprise to many because a lot of us thought that the argument presented by Musinege to postpone elections and so on were quite persuasive. But I think the Constitutional Court thinks that we need to maintain the constitutional order as it is in terms of the elections. So yeah, they may have been optimistic, but that has been dashed.
The impact of this going ahead, what will that be in terms of voter turnout, do you think?
I think that we have to accept, first of all, that in South Africa, you already have significant voter apathy, generally speaking. So the voter turnout will be negatively affected. But in terms of the smaller parties, the question will be whether the younger voters, the newer voters, come in significant numbers enough to actually boost the votes of the smaller parties, starting with the DA, EFF, and so on. Because that is where they tend to get their votes from.
It is interesting. What do you think, though, about the release of Jacob Zuma, the fact that the parole board didn't agree to it, but Arthur Fraser did, who's a Zuma guy, and then Cyril Ramaphosa speaks to the NEC and he supports the decision. What do you think, what impact do you think that is going to have on the ANC in the local government elections, if any?
In general, in very broad general terms, those types of issues do not have an immediate bearing on the ANC. We're talking now corruption.
Mm.
Where they tend to have a bearing is when they create a major division, a fight and a schism within the African National Congress. So, for instance, if you are looking immediately now that they were not able to register properly for these elections, their own candidates properly and fully, it was driven by divisions within the ANC. Those divisions, we saw them in 2016 costing them certainly the city of Tshwane. That was clear that the divisions cost them that and they lost. Corruption becomes a problem for the ANC in an election when it causes serious and immediate divisions within the ANC, especially around the election time.
What does that say? What does that say about South Africans if we actually don't care? I mean, it's an absurd statement. I mean, not an absurd statement. It's an absurd reality. I'm not saying that that it's not correct what you're saying. But isn't it an absurd situation that South African voters are not that impacted by corruption in a party?
And obviously, somebody else might give a different take on this.
Sure.
But I think our elections are our preferences for voting are also influenced by past mistrust and bitternesses and other things. For instance, there are people who see corruption, and their main answer to corruption is that you are talking about corruption. When the National Party and the apartheid government was busy with corruption, you did nothing and you said nothing. And now you want to talk about corruption now that our people are in power. After all, corruption cannot be worse than apartheid. And see, those kinds of bitternesses like that also impact on this, because the loyalty to the African National Congress is also in some cases driven by, you know, that distance fear in the minds of the people that, hey, there was apartheid, and the only people that are visible today whom we know that they are opposed to apartheid is the ANC. So even if they don't give us much by way of the standard of living, the quality of life, that one thing, at least they got that right, and we can trust them with that. So they have a legacy of trust, more especially the ANC. I'm not saying corruption doesn't happen in other parties, but the people who tend to win elections is the ANC.
It's unfathomable, though. I mean, isn't it an absurd situation that there's very little that the ANC seems to be able to do to alienate its own voters? Isn't that a concern?
Look, I think that you have to understand history, but also psychology. You would probably struggle, like I do, to say serious intellectuals like the Germans, in their largest numbers, supported the Nazi Party.
Yeah.
Right to until the last minute.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
When you talk about why people support it, I mean, you read South African history, it tells you clearly that as things were getting worse, actually, for the National Party, and its international standing was diminishing, in South Africa, it was winning every election with an increasing majority. Psychology behind what you might call the insanity or absurdity that you are referring to, sometimes it's beyond fathoming that people, in a self-interested way, whatever they think that interest is, they will continue to support something that technically is incorrect. You know, when you define democracy, when you define living standards, quality of life, you define all those things, you then say, ideally, a vote should be placed over there, but the vote is going over there in the meantime.
Mm.
So it's other issues of irrationality, other issues that defy your common sense. But there is a self-interest that people see in what they are doing. You may not agree with it, but there is an interest that they see in voting in the manner that...
Absolutely, really absolutely fascinating. And it's not that I agree or don't agree. I'm just interested in it, that there's so much built into the past and connected to the what is and the fear of what could be, that is how the ANC, to a large extent, it would seem, has held on to its voter base. It's just very, very interesting that this is what's happening. It'll be even more interesting to see what happens at local government elections.